Let me introduce one of my favourite intimacy brands, Bloom Stories. They offer spicy audio stories, guides, and audiobooks for more satisfying me time. I love the depth of their catalogue, over 1,000 fantasies for every mood, with new content released on Fridays. If you like my work, this is definitely for you. Go to bloomstories.com, listen to free episodes, and when you're ready to unlock more, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%. This is double penetration with a strap-on and a cock. Spent ages trying to come up with a fun title for this, and I just kept coming back to the most descriptive one, double penetration with a strap-on and a cock, because A, that's exactly what happened, and B, it was one of the best things I have ever done, ever. I'd like to say that double penetration with a strap-on and a cock is a normal Saturday night in my house, but that would be downplaying the gravity and excitement of the situation. Last week, I finally managed to do something I'd been wanting to do for years. It started, as many things do, with porn. We were watching two women getting gleefully fucked by a whole bunch of guys, grinning and wriggling as they tried to reach for as much cock as possible, craning their necks to suck one more, that kind of thing. The guys surrounding them, touching themselves eagerly, desperately, with an attitude that you often don't find in gangbang porn. They weren't fucking away to prove their athletic prowess or with the straight-faced sincerity that's so often a staple of men in mainstream porn. They were gripping frantically at their dicks, shoving each other out of the way, vying for the women's attention, and they looked like they couldn't believe their luck. We watched the scene together, him sitting on the sofa and me cross-legged on the floor in front, top yanked down so he could pinch my nipples while we watched, his prick straining against the crotch of his trousers. I could feel his solid hard-on if I pushed my head back a bit, nuzzling closer, trying to crush myself against the heat of his body. All I wanted right then was cock. All of the cock. Not just a simple fuck, I wanted to feel full and used. Stretched taut with his dick, taking as much as I could like it was a challenge. And I wanted him to feel lucky too. I shuffled forward on the carpet, arched my back and slipped down my jeans and knickers. Wriggled out of them and threw them to one side while he unzipped, pulled his dick out and started squeezing it in preparation for the fuck. I want you to fill me up, I told him. I know what you want, he said. Fuck me hard and full, like in the video. I know. He lubed up his thumb and pushed it into my ass. I moaned, so he asked, can you do this? Yes, yes, of course. Head down then. Thumb pushed deep into me. He fucked my cunt slowly with his dick. Sharp, hard strokes, but spaced apart. He held back a little, only pushing it in again when I whimpered for it. I wanted to be filled. I wanted him to be greedily fucking me. And he wanted to make me wait, to really appreciate it. He wanted me to feel lucky too. When I was moaning just a little too much, when my enthusiasm and wriggling and pushing and please, please, pleases got too much for him to control, he pulled out and stood up. Stay there, he ordered while he picked up the strap-on. It's amazing, my strap-on. A gorgeous shaped harness that cups your ass cheeks when you wear it, with just enough pressure that you know it won't slip. A long, hard dildo attached, difficult to take anally, but perfect for my cunt. He slipped it on and adjusted the straps, so the strap-on cock sat neatly below his own dick. By this point, he was straining hard, red and aching to get off. He slathered lube onto his dick and pushed the head of it right against my ass, and I started pushing back. Getting fucked anally in doggy is hard. Spooning is a much easier anal position, which I tend to prefer. But this night wasn't about what was easy. It was about the challenge. And getting fucked in the ass in doggy isn't a patch on getting fucked while you're also trying to nudge in a strap-on. Lining both cocks up against my cunt and my ass wasn't easy, but horniness, extreme, panting, gut-wrenching arousal, made me pretty determined indeed. Every single muscle in my body was aching and straining to get this right. The porn kept playing while we fucked, and short glances up at the TV gave me something to aim for. I wanted to feel the pop as each cock slipped inside me, filling me up tightly like the women on TV. I was so horny, so jealous, so angrily eager to get the same kind of hard, filled-up fuck that they were getting. What else is there to say here? We fucked. We fucked really fucking hard. He got his dick halfway into me. Then I reached back with a hand and fumbled with the strap-on, pushing it deeper into my cunt. A few gentle strokes to test whether I was okay, his hand gripping the back of my hair to help ease himself further into me, and then a whispered, "You're such a good girl," before he fucked me into a quivering, aching, doubly penetrated, fully filled up mess. A running commentary about how good it felt on his dick with the strap-on rubbing against him through the walls, and how tight it was and how hard he had to push. Ah, one of the best things about greedy sex, the sex where I'm filled with as much as possible so my aching cunt twitches tight around it, is the sensation when he eventually comes. Hard fucking gives way to one final push deep into me, his hand gripping my hair tighter and that delicious moan in the back of his throat. Oh. And the feeling of his cock pumping hard as he comes. I hope you understand now why I couldn't give this any other title than this. Double penetration with a strap-on and a cock. It's very basic and very straightforward, but we did a thing I'd always wanted to do, and we both felt fucking lucky. To call it the best night ever is to damn it with vague, faint praise. If you liked this, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or come help me make more of it at patreon.com/girlonthenet.